Hey everybody, welcome to Static Show, this is Bob.
Hey everybody, it's Bam! Thanks for listening!
I don't know what it is, but like every time here, get my kid all upset.
What?
When
I talk like Michael Jackson?
Are you Mr. Bill or what?
When I talk like Michael Jackson, I make your child cry.
Yeah, that's right.
I love children.
There's nothing you could do nothing more gracious than to share a bed with a child.
Yeah,
there's nothing more special.
So, yeah.
Yeah.
So what's going on? Other than those UFOs over Mexico. But that's a whole other thing.
I don't know. I didn't see that, but... Is that true?
Yeah, there was a UFO thing, a UFO story out there.
There was?
Yeah.
Oh, I missed that.
The Mexican Air Force had these UFOs encircle a plane or something.
Oh.
Using their infrared, all that kind of stuff.
Is this like that time when you said there was an earthquake?
Yeah.
Remember when we were in college and you said, oh my God, there was an earthquake, and I denied it. And then
yeah.
It was like, earthquake.
There was really an earthquake. And I go, where were you at? And you go, in the shower.
I was in the shower and there was an earthquake going on. Apparently I didn't notice it. So.
Yeah, well, then the whole thing was the whole, you know.
There was a lot of shaking going on.
Yeah, there was your own earthquake.
Yeah. Yeah, that's weird. No, I didn't hear that.
Yeah. Well, you know.
Wow.
There's this thing, it's called literacy. Some people know how to read.
Words?
There's the internet. You know, you can go out there and read stories.
Stories?
Go to the public library and read the newspaper, stuff like that.
Oh.
Oh, you mean being connected with your fellow humanity? You know... I don't like Jimmy Buffett, but them manatees got a bad deal down there in Florida. I don't know where anybody gets off calling them a sea cow.
They're mermaids.
They're a manatee.
Manatee.
As in humanity.
Humanity. Oh, man.
I'm no parrot head, but... These people on their jet skis and their power boats. I don't know what that's all about.
I don't know. Let's continue, shall we?
Yeah, well, so what's going on with you?
So I took my two children mini golfing last night.
Woo-hoo!
Little mini golf.
Love the mini golf.
Huh?
It's a lot less tiring than the big golf.
Yeah. Mini golf.
Although, I suppose if you have a cart, it's not very tiring, but...
Yeah, it was weird. We were the only ones with a cart. That was the weird
But it was like a mini cart, so it was like one of those Shriner cars.
Yeah.
Like, come on, kids!
Yeah, hop on board, magic bus.
Put your clubs in the back.
Yeah, it was weird. We're so lazy. No, it's like, they've got like some...
Dad,
girl,
there's not going
like,
to be any tight T-shirt girl selling beer on the course, Dad.
No, unfortunately, no. I wish that would have happened. They had, like, some mentally challenged lady, like, taking the money.
Oh, I was selling beer on the course.
Yeah, no, there was no. It was a mini golf. There's no selling beer at mini golf, believe me.
No, I gave you a 20, didn't I?
No, I did, because, like...
Kids, here's how you make money at the mini golf. I gave you a 20, didn't I? I suppose so.
Actually,
here's
I did
your,
give her a 20.
Here's your change.
The change did throw her for a while.
Huh? Let's see. It's $1.50 for you and $1.25 for the children.
Yeah.
I gave you a 20.
I did not play.
Oh, you... What?
I supervised my children.
You didn't play?
I supervised my kids.
Well, that'll be a first.
Yeah, I know. I thought I would turn over a new leaf and supervise my kids, actually.
You were the human shield and got hit by golf balls while the kids went wild, right?
Yeah, my kids like to take full swing.
Yeah.
So I was like, oh, shit.
Look, Dad, a chip.
Quing.
I got to get it out of the rough.
So we go there, and there's hardly anyone there. Right.
After you arrived or before you got there?
Before we got there, there was really hardly anyone there.
Yeah.
And we're about six holes into it, and like this kind of like young college age couple, I suppose, shows up.
Yeah.
And they really looked very normal and average looking, but I thought the strange part was that the girl actually put on like these black golf gloves.
to play the mini golf?
Yeah.
Okay. What color ball was she hitting?
I don't know, but I don't know if she thought she was Tiger Woods or what, but I'm like,
I am the...
It's just freaking mini golf.
I'm the Iowa State mini golf champion.
Yeah.
Do they have mini golf championships, you know?
Oh, I suppose there's some losers somewhere that would do that, yeah.
That would be interesting to see.
Yeah.
That would be almost as mesmerizing as that strongman competition they have on, you know, or the lumberjack thing.
Like arm wrestling.
I love to watch those.
You like that with the big logs?
Well, they cut with the big saws and everything. It's just crazy. It's the sports that you don't even know existed, and you, like, get up in the middle of the night, you know, and you can't sleep, and you're flipping, and...
Right.
You know.
Like curling.
Like curling, exactly.
Yeah.
So what happened?
So that's weird. Like, I was like, what is with these freaking black gloves?
Did you giggle and point and tell your kids, or what?
No, I didn't want to, like, stare, but it was like I could not quit looking.
And then you went out and got in your... minivan and put on your driving gloves, right?
Yeah, no, it was weird. So I'm watching them.
Who would ever wear gloves at a mini golf? Let me put my driving gloves on, kid, so I get home.
So, like, another guy shows up about the same age as these two, and he's all by himself.
Yeah.
Right? But now he's, like, talking on the cell phone, so he's pretty much got his head jacked to his shoulder.
While he's playing?
While he's playing, and he's taking a call the whole time while he's playing. I'm like, this is getting too bizarre.
Maybe he's like doing a play-by-play of his own mini golf to his answering machine. That would be interesting.
He's coming up to the tee. He's looking at it. He's eyeing it up.
Cinderella story. Cinderella story.
Yeah, I mean, I'm like, people, come on, man. It's mini golf. Jesus.
So you were just out people watching?
Yeah.
Kids,
it didn't help that this girl had like a lowrider pant. There was like belly hanging over, you know. It's like, oh.
Belly hanging over?
Yeah, a little belly showing, you know.
I was going to say, you couldn't play because you had to keep your hands in your pockets the entire time you were there. Or something.
Yeah, really.
Kid, you have to get your own ball. I can't bend over to get it right now.
Oh, my goodness. Right?
Yeah, I guess.
No, I don't know. It's just the whole thing was weird, man.
So anybody else show up?
No, that was it. I was hoping more people would show up to make it funnier, but... It was just weird. Why would you wear golf gloves to frickin' mini golf? Two gloves.
Maybe it was a germ phobia.
It was two gloves, even.
Maybe. Well, that's what I mean. Maybe it was a germ thing.
I don't know. That's
you know,
weird.
Little kids like yours get all sweaty while they play mini golf and leave it all over the club, you know.
Oh, man.
I'm sure they don't spray them down like they do at the bowling alley with the shoes, so.
Oh, I don't know.
The disinfectants and so forth.
I don't know. My kids were trying to talk to, like, the cashier at the end of it. She's like, it did not compute, man. Does not compute.
Well, if it was anything like the conversation I just had with him, I can understand why. They were supposed to say goodnight, and they said something about $199, but I don't know.
I don't know what that's about.
I don't know if that was extortion or if they had pictures or what the deal was. They weren't very clear.
I don't know what that's all about.
Or if that had to do with your recent house guest and what you paid or whatever, I don't know.
No, I didn't give your mom that.
Dad said we didn't give you birthday presents because you had to pay for a woman.
No, your mom didn't charge.
Well, how the kids do on the mini golf? Good or what?
We didn't keep score.
Oh, it was one of those games.
Yeah, they don't quite have all the basics down, but they refuse to take, like, coaching either. So.
Oh, please. So there is a mini golf. There is a professional mini golf, and you're angling to get them in, because obviously all the pros go to that mini golf
place. I mean, it's a really lame course, too. I mean, it's not even challenging.
Do they have the clown at the end or not?
No, there's nothing. There's no, like, you know, unicorns or castles or nothing. It's lame.
Yeah, well, you know.
Can't have everything.
Well, I guess I forgot my freaking gloves.
Yeah, if you had the gloves, you'd probably be in on it, you know.
Yeah, my
if you had a belly shirt on, that would have been all the better.
My belly shirt and gloves, I should have wore them.
Well, I should say, if you had a shirt that was actually designed to be a belly shirt. Preface that.
Well, my shirts are belly
shirts. Yeah, all your shirts are belly shirts, but for various reasons.
Yeah, they were just didn't start that way, but yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, I'm actually, it was a pretty aggravating week altogether, really. First thing I had to be, I was at this conference with my boss.
Right.
And we're going to go meet some other coworkers, right?
You weren't like in a horse costume, right?
No, I wasn't in a horse costume.
Oh, okay.
So we're walking down, you know, the hotel walkway area, and evidently we reached our coworkers before my boss figured that we were going to.
Yeah.
Because he, like, rips off a silent one. And the only reason I know it is because when we stopped to talk to them, it plowed right into me. Then he proceeds to take off very quickly.
Yeah.
It was kind of a touch-and-go kind of thing for him.
I'll see you at the pool.
Yeah, exactly. Boom, he was gone, and I'm standing there, and it smells bad. And it wasn't them, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So I'm in a bit of a predicament there.
Yeah.
Because I think that they're thinking it was me. So that made me angry.
Right.
Then the other thing that made me angry was that one of our cats has been shitting. This is all like bodily function, I guess. One of our cats has been shitting on the carpet.
Oh, no.
Down in the basement, you know.
Yeah, the phantom shitter.
Yeah, the phantom. Exactly. So I set up surveillance.
Jinkies!
Yes. And so on the surveillance, it, like, failed and failed. It didn't want to work, right? But the third time was the charm, right?
Yeah, right.
And I got this shot, and it couldn't have been, because what I had the camera set up to do was take a picture every minute.
Right.
Right, you know, and then you kind of see it at the end. And so I was, like, you know, 20 seconds away from actually seeing a turd come out of this cat's butt in front of the camera.
Yeah.
The tail was up, everything was in place, but there wasn't any, but it was pretty convincing evidence, you know.
Right.
That this cat was the one shitting, so now I gotta figure out how to handle that.
Alright, will you put that up on the website?
Sure, if I still got it, I'll grab that frame and you can see.
I would love to see that.
The cat's tail in the air and,
I would love to see that.
But there's no turd, but.
No, there's no hot steamer.
No, but it is like, you know, just ticks away. The camera just took the picture at the wrong time or the right time or whatever you want to say.
Is the cat's name Mr. Jenkins?
No, it's not Mr. Jenkins. So then it gets me to my third pissed off thing, which is my wife got her master's degree.
Yeah.
Which I'm very proud of.
All right.
And we go to the ceremony.
Right.
And it is long.
Right.
Very long.
Yeah.
And they had all these self-congratulatory bullshit stuff, right?
Right.
For the people who were on the stage that really weren't students. They were people of faculty and so forth.
Sure.
Well, she didn't get to do the walk across.
What?